You are not to discuss this matter amongst yourselves.
We don't submit reports or ask approval for specific operations, if that's what you mean. We are an autonomous department.
Any questions?
Podcasting from an abandoned subspace relay orbiting Risa, this is Section 31, gathering intelligence for you on Star Trek CCG. Now reporting in, operatives Dan and Rogue.
Welcome to Section 31, episode number 57. I am Rogue Schindler.
And I'm Dan Hammond.
This week, we're going to talk about a few different draft formats that are out there, but we may have a drop-in by the chairman and hopefully a spoiler.
So I don't know if you've been online on the continuing committee site during the day. For at least today and late last week, there's a chat room, and it's been getting upwards of, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, there were 9 people in there today.
Really?
Yeah, and, you know, just pop in during my lunch break, you know, chat it up a little bit. Neil was around, and, you know, a couple of folks were around just chatting. But I got into a chat last week with Lincoln, you know, our friend from Sweden, and he messaged me that they've got a modified Dangerous Missions draft that they're working on.
Modified from the existing 3? Like...
Exactly.
Adding
so
cards?
He's made up 10 different draft packs.
Oh.
So he's got Bajoran, Borg, Cardassian, Dominion, TNG, which was one of the originals, TOS, Ferengi, Klingon, Romulan, and Starfleet. So the 3 original plus 7 more. And then they draft virtual packs.
Wait, so
it's, you know, free. All you have to do is put together the cards once, and he says that the folks will give back all the cards at the end of the draft tournament. So,
Everyone
opens up 9 packs. He was planning the next set to be one pack of 9 cards to contain the Undiscovered Country and Favor the Bold, a pack of Just Raise the Stakes, a pack of This Side of Paradise and Legacy Shuffle Together, and a couple of packs of Allegiance, the new set. So that's what the plan was. So a total of 9. So I think it was 3 of the first one, 2 of the second one, and then 1, and then 3, and then 2. So you're going to go through 81 cards, all of them virtual, and it's pretty much the Dangerous Mission rule. So if you start out with 1 Dangerous Missions pack that's going to be random, so you'll get 1 of the 10, and then you don't let anyone know what that is, so no one will be counter-drafting you. And then you can use the Dangerous Mission draft rule, which is you can place a personnel under your headquarters, and then for the remainder of the game, you can report that affiliation to that headquarters.
Ah, yes. Man, it's been so long since we played that, I couldn't remember what it was. How does the... Did he just make up from existing cards some basic guys that would be useful? Because I know the Dangerous Missions packs come with... Was it 2 personnel and a ship? And then and a couple of dilemmas?
You get 2 copies of 2 personnel and a ship and a couple of dilemmas. So what he's done is he's added 2 more unique personnel and then 2 more non-unique personnel. And I believe the headquarters that you're supposed to have. So the pack consists of 8 people, 2 of them universal, or sorry, 2 copies of the universal. You get the ship, you get 3 missions, 1 headquarters, 1 planet, 1 space, and then 2 dilemmas.
That sounds pretty cool. I would be interested in seeing what those draft packs actually consist of. I know we kind of stopped having Dangerous Missions drafts because they were so clearly one-sided based on who got to draft the right pack.
Yeah, Bajorans tend to win a lot of the games around here, but he's posted on the discussion board. It's on the gameplay forum, a modified DM draft with modified virtual cards. He does have a few other rules, just general rules. Each version of Kira Nerys is a different persona.
Cool.
So you can play with all the ones you get at the same time. There are 4 or 5 cards from every set that he has, in this format, removed the uniqueness icon from. So, example, Wayun in Undiscovered Country. You can play with as many copies of him as you want, or as you draft. So, just a number of people... So you can have, actual people to do your missions and have a couple of them out at the same time. I think it. I think as time goes on, this will probably be a little bit less necessary, but just part of the limited card pool.
Well, yeah, once we get more virtual cards from which to draft, that's a nice format. We've talked about trying to find ways of having a draft without having to get more product, which is becoming more and more limited.
I like the idea of just printing all these out once, and everyone drafts to get what you get. At the end of the tournament, you give them all back, and call it a day.
Yeah, that sounds like it would be cool. You could, if you have a stock set, something for the community to play with. That sounds like it'd be cool. I think we should give that a try in the new year. I'm sure, knowing our community, we would have to sit down and all look at it and go, okay, well, we have to change this and that and the other, because no one is ever always happy with everything. But
yeah,
it certainly sounds like a cool idea too.
I think it would be fun to try out. We'd probably do what we usually do, play it stock once, and then kind of sit down around a triples game and talk about what we liked and what we didn't, and like, maybe add some constructive criticism to the format.
I like the idea of using that format to try and get a lot more. I find that I really want to play more with the virtual cards. I feel like I want to incorporate them more into my deck, but because they come in such ones and twos and threes per affiliation, even though they're coming out fairly regularly, I never feel like I'm really getting a new infusion into my affiliation. I'm sure Allegiance will change that, since they're coming out with some significant teams, instead of just trying to splash a little of every affiliation, make sure nobody's ignored. But I think that would be a cool way to experience more of the virtual cards.
That request segues nicely into the tournament we have planned the morning of United States Nationals West, which is going to be a virtual-only tournament.
Oh, excellent. I was just looking into that. I remember seeing that Lincoln had posted an almost completely virtual deck that he had done well with at the Swedish Nationals.
Yeah.
And I was actually looking at playing that this week, or at least a modified version of it, seeing how much I could go without going completely virtual is really tough right now. Hopefully with Allegiance that'll make it a little easier.
One of the pitfalls of the format is there's not a lot of dilemma support, and I haven't seen a single spoiled dilemma yet from Allegiance.
Hey, I went through his dilemma pile. In fact, I actually made his dilemma pile. I took out all the real cards I've seen if I could go completely virtual, and I threw in a couple of things. There's a little bit of, I cheated a little bit in that, I took anything I could get out of any of the errata files. I got three Guess Who's Coming to Dinner because
sure.
that was changed. But, it's a little filter light, and there's some things that you may not have otherwise played, but they're all cards that I've seen used effectively at least once.
Well, I think it'll be helpful when the on January 1st, when a hard time, it becomes legal in virtual format because it's from Series 1, so it'll be downloadable.
Yeah, exactly.
That'll be a help.
That'll be a big help. And also, it's like draft. Your dilemmas may suck, but so does your deck. more to the point, so is the deck you're playing against. So,
right.
Perhaps playing an all draft or an all virtual dilemma pile will be enough to stop an all virtual draw deck.
Well, I've decided to take this and run with it because there's an online tournament going on. It started this week. I just got my pairing. It's kind of the Chairman's Challenge, Chase the Can. So you make a donation, play in the tournament, maybe win some special prizes. The theme is you have to play with at least, I think it's five Legacy cards, because that's the set that just came out.
Mm-hmm.
I know Charlie, though, has decided to make an all-virtual deck to play online.
Nice.
So I've decided to take up the same challenge, but unfortunately, since he got first dibs, he got Romulan, so I'm going to have to try something else.
I was just going to say that the Romulan deck I build is actually pretty good. It has all the skills, at least, but there are significant holes. There are at least four or five skills, of which there are only one.
And you're used to playing with a 80, 90, 100 card deck, so how thick was it?
It's pretty thin. It's about 55.
It's pretty thin. It's about 55.
For me, you know. I did, and that is only because I did go, well, if I'm going to play virtual only, why don't I try this? And why don't I throw that in? And I've never used this before. So it could actually be, I think his deck was 52. I took a couple out. I added some in. So it came out around 55.
So I've decided to try out. I'm going to mesh together Klingons, since there's a lot of Klingons. You know, I just realized that I was planning on using the ones from the first promo series, and they're not quite legal in virtual format yet. But you know what? Doesn't mind. This is a self-imposed rule. I can break it just as easy. I'll use those Azadvor and a couple other guys.
Oh, yeah.
That were there, yeah. And those guys matched up with the non-aligned dissidents, because there's a lot of integrity. I thought that would be a good matchup. A lot of integrity, a lot of anthropology. Should be a lot of... it's going to be expensive to play, and unfortunately, we need like a line or an extra period or something, and things like energize, so that can go in the virtual file. You know, just to errat it with a typo or something.
Sure. But wait a minute. So does that mean I can't use my virtual foil escape that I threw in my deck? Because I was like, hey, this is virtual. Awesome.
It's not legal until right now, the way we kind of threw a few ideas around when we were in the chat. But right now, the rule is if you can't download it for free, you can't use it, because the virtual format is supposed to be for brand new players who just go online, print out a deck, and show up. Oh. So,
you know, you said download it for free, and I was like, wait, what? You have to be able to...
Yeah.
like, special yeah, but download?
So Picard downloads Escape when he's facing Dilemma, so you can use it.
too much game. So, yes, in real life, if you can't download cards and print them out for free...
Right, because this is supposed to be a format for new players.
Okay, that makes sense. I'm done with that.
So I said, why don't you just enable printing for new players the promo card with the little watermark on the front, and say it's only legal in the virtual format.
Hey, I think that's a good idea.
I didn't go for it. So. Oh. Maybe we'll have to do some lobbying, because there are a lot of cards in Series 2 and Series 3 that would make for good to play in the virtual format. So we have a spoiler. This really doesn't match the Enterprise week of the things that we've seen, although this guy did appear on Enterprise. So this is one of the Ferengi from the Ferengi team.
Oh, the Enterprise pirate Ferengi?
Exactly. So he's got a past icon. His name is Krem, and it appears that he is the commander of the... And I always look at it and say Questivo, but it looks like Quetzivu. that was the ship that we spoiled when we didn't have a show. He doesn't have leadership. He must be like the first officer who took command of the ship. So he costs 3. His subtitle right now is Unidentified Pirate. It looks like he's either sitting in the captain's chair or the navigator's chair, because he's got his hands on the controls. Looks like he's piloting the ship. He does have navigation, so that matches. He doesn't have leadership, like I said. He's got astrometrics, archaeology, geology, honor, navigation, and science. So 6 skills for 3 cost, not bad.
That's a lot.
Yeah. He's got more integrity than most Ferengi. He's got 6 integrity. So he's 6-5-5. He's got the past icon. He's got a staff icon. He has a commander text. He also has a keyword of thief.
Damn, that fits in with the other Ferengi pirate that we have.
Yeah. And his game text fits in as well. When this personnel uses a skill to complete a mission, if he's present with 2... past Ferengi personnel, you may unstop all your stopped Ferengi personnel at this mission.
Holy crap!
Yeah. So if you got a couple other pirates, or Cork and Rom, or a Nog, the little green men.
See, this was a point of contention I had with Charlie's original article. I noticed that he listed that, you know, these go with Cork, Rom, and Nog, but they don't have past icons. They just work well with people who have past icons.
Well, when they're on the ship, everyone gets a past icon. Yeah, all your Ferengi on the ship get a past icon, including ones that already have it. So this guy will have 2 past icons. I don't know if that's helpful.
Probably not.
When he's on the ship, pretty much with any 2 Ferengi, he can use his stuff and unstop everyone. If he's on the surface, he's got to be around some of the other pirates.
Wow, that's pretty ridiculously good.
Unstop everyone who
unstop
might have been stopped.
When he's about to be stopped, you unstop everyone.
No. When he uses a skill to complete a mission.
Oh, okay.
You unstop all your stopped Ferengi at the mission.
So you really have to pull out all the stops to make sure he gets through and completes the mission.
He goes well with the Ferengi computer.
Use the Ferengi computer. You can throw in a vascular pad with that.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you don't care who else gets stopped. If you solve the mission, you're rolling again.
That's pretty sweet. Definitely for the Ferengi.
And it's a good mix of skills. Honor, I mean, don't see that very often. Astro and archaeology, that's a pretty interesting mix. And he has geology, too. And the last little tidbit here is his lore. He has a quote. The quote is, "It's time that I showed a little initiative." I should say that with a plugged nose.
Well, sounds like the Ferengi are going to get a bit of a boost then. A little more mission solving and a little less beam counting, which I think is a good move for them.
Yeah, the other Ferengi that we've got, Mook, I think.
Yeah.
When you play this personnel, if you command 3 past Ferengi, you may download up to 3 equipment.
Yeah, he's a bit more of a stereotypical Ferengi.
Yeah.
Download a bunch of stuff, or acquire some goods, and typical acquisition, security, treachery. He does have archaeology and 2 physics, which is a little atypical Ferengi solver skills, but those make sense certainly for a pirate looking for things to heist. So,
I don't know. That's a lot of skills for three counters. That's pretty good. I like them both.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be an interesting past Ferengi will be an interesting new flavor, it sounds like, for the Allegiance teams.
Well, Charlie has escaped our clutches this week, so perhaps we will get him on next time. I know he was in on the design for some of these cards, so I'd like to talk to him about that. But that would be the limit of our intelligence this week. We'd like to thank our producer and, of course, Warp 11 for letting us sample some of their musical wares. I am Sir Dan.
And I am Sir Rogue.
And you should go expand your power in the universe.
And I will draw 57 to end. Section 31. Spoil me, boy!